This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And the Quran is, of course, the primary miracle of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mu'jiza khalida, the eternal miracle. And the Quran is miraculous in multiple ways. Of the ways the Quran is miraculous is the balagha, the eloquence of the Quran. The Quran is far more eloquent than any human speech. And in today's brief khatira, let me go over one example, one simulation of how the Quran has attained this level of balagha. How do we demonstrate? How do we show this level of eloquence? So if you look at the verbs that the Quran uses, if you look at the specific verbs that Allah chooses to use in the context He uses them, your mind will become astounded at how perfect each verb is. And the image that is given by the choice of the verb is something that no human could have planted, no human could have chosen that. So today, inshallah, we only have, 10 minutes usually. So let's go over an example of the verb choices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes when it comes to the human action of motion. You're all aware, the Arabs, they love to give lots of verbs for the same concept. Unlike English, you have one verb. But the Arabs, they are, mashallah, people of fasaha and balagha, the same notion or action has multiple verbs. So the Arabs have over a dozen verbs for walking or running. We'll mention 5 or 6 of them in the Quran so that we give an illustration of what I'm talking about. So for example, let's begin. The verb to walk, the most basic verb is masha, yamshi. And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. He has made this earth subjugated to you. This earth, you have control over it. You can do what you want. You can plant your seeds. You have power over the earth. So, فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. Walk in the valleys of this earth. The word masha is to walk at a casual, leisurely pace. You're walking and you're strolling. This is masha. Another verb that is used for walking at a casual place, Allah Azza wa Jal uses it in the Quran, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. When salah finishes, then scatter throughout the earth. When salat al-jumu'ah finishes, then فَانْتَشِرُوا. In tashara, each one is going a different way. You know, after Jumu'ah, the traffic outside, that's فَانْتَشِرُوا, right? Imagine if you were walking back to work, everybody's busy going a different way, but everyone is going in their own way back to work in tashara. There is no eagerness, there is no swiftness, there's randomness. But in tashara doesn't mean going quickly, just means going randomly. So this is once again walking back to work. So this is in tashara. Another verb, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Travel in the earth. Sayr, seer, from seerah. I gave the seerah classes, that's what seer comes from. Sayr, seerah. Travel in the earth. The word or the verb sayr or sara yasiru means to walk long distances, but once again, there's no urgency and there's no swiftness. I'm getting to my point, don't worry. All three of these verbs are talking about walking at a normal pace. There is no urgency. There is no swiftness. There is no dedication. And all three of these verbs deal with this world. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا إِنْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. All of the action items for the dunya, casual. Okay, now let's get to the akhirah. Let's get to the akhirah. All of a sudden, you don't find this category of verbs. All of a sudden, there's a choice of verbs that automatically, subconsciously, without even you realizing what's happening, your heart starts beating faster. Your imagination, your himmah, your resolve, your iman. This is the subconscious usage of the verbs in the Quran. So for example, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. What's the verb? فَاسْعَوْا. سَعَى is to walk with jid and ijtihad and swiftness and purpose. سَعَى, سَعِي. When you do سَعِي, what do? You are walking, you ignore everything else. You have a vision, you have a goal, you have to get there. That's sa'i. You ignore what's on your right, what's on your left. You walk swiftly, you are determined, you have a focus. When Allah says the adhan is called, He doesn't say famshu. He doesn't say siru. He says fas'au. By the way, the same verse right after it, when the salah finishes, fantashiru. When you come, you better be focused. When you leave, you can be scatterbrained, it's okay. That level is no longer required. When you go back to work, go down to casual. But when you're coming to the masjid, fas'au ila dhikrillah. So we have a higher level. Another example, what is a fast walk? Sari', sara'a, to walk quickly. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Not imshu, sari'u, walk quickly, run, jog to Allah's maghfirah. So now all of a sudden the pace increases. Now when you want Allah's maghfirah, you're not casually strolling, famshu fi manakibiha. No, you are running, sara'a, you are running, racing towards Allah's maghfirah. Sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Even faster than sara'a, you want to win the race. Sabiqu ila maghfira as well is used, right? Sabaqa is different than sara'a in that sabaqa, you are fast, but you want to be the fastest. Sabaqa, you win the race, right? So sara'a, you're running quickly. Sabaqa, you want to be number one. And even more powerful than, if this is a bit of sarf, sorry guys, but if go back to your high school sarf, fa'ala and ifta'ala. Ish la farbain fa'ala wa ifta'ala, right? So sara'a, ala wazni fa'ala, and then you have istabaqa, yani ifta'ala. The difference is that, there's a number of differences. One of them is that when you do sara'a, when you do fa'ala, it's with one person. When you do ifta'ala, it is not necessarily against anyone, but you still want to be the top. Okay? So, again, a technical difference. Allah uses a higher verb, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. This is the highest version of sabaqa. سَابِقُوا إِلَى جَنَّةِ. Okay, you want to race to get to Jannah. But now, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. When it comes to good deeds, you want to be number one against all of mankind. In your own life, in your own, you know, 24/7, فَاسْتَبِقُوا. You want to be number one. You want to have the most good deeds you can possibly have. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Look at, again, the choice of words over here. Again, we can go on and on, time is limited. What is the verb in Arabic? Huh? Quiz for the Arabs here. What is the verb in Arabic that is the highest level of running? What is the most powerful noun or adjective or verb, the verb actually, for the Arabs here when it comes to running? Farra yafirru. There is no verb more powerful than farra yafirru. There is no verb. And Allah Azza wa Jalla uses it in the Quran. When? Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. The word, the verb farra for the non-Arabs, the verb farra is to flee for your life. There's literally a word in the Arabic language, right? We say he's running for his life. The Arabs don't have all these six words. Who needs six words? Two letters, farra. That's literally what farra means, right? You are running for, if you don't run fast enough, you are going to die, literally. You are running to save your life. Literally, that's what farra means. Now, interesting point to tidbit here. When you use farra in Arabic, generally, like 99% of the time, you say what you're running away from, right? Farrat min qaswara, right? You are fleeing from a lion. Qaswara is one of the 500 nouns of the, they say 500, and then some say it's a bit of exaggeration, but khair, this is what you're taught in high school. There's 500 nouns for a lion in Arabic. I think people have compiled up to 200, but qaswara is one of the nouns. And in the Quran, farrat min qaswara, right? He is fleeing from a lion. When you use the word farra, the verb farra, 99% of the time, you mention, why are you scared to death? So in one verse, Allah uses it linguistically that look at these people rejecting the Quran. They're so scared as if they're running from a lion. Farrat min qaswara, right? Now, when Allah uses it for the Muslims, He doesn't mention the object of fear. He mentions the place of safety. Fafirru not min ila Allah. Flee towards Allah. From what? Aha. The object of fear is unknown, meaning it's not mentioned. I should say unknown. It means it's not mentioned in the verse. Why? Because, here's the key point, every single existence other than Allah is a danger to you unless you associate it with Allah. There is no need to mention a noun because anything that you have ta'alluq with other than Allah will destroy you unless Allah is in the picture. If you have a ta'alluq, a relationship with something other than Allah Azza wa Jal, and you are consumed with that thing, whether it's money, whether it is a person, whether it is a corporation, whether it is a business, and your qalb is related to that thing and only that thing, it will bring about your destruction. So the way to save yourself from everything, Allah doesn't need to mention from what? Flee from everything around you. And where and how will you find comfort? Only in one entity will you find safety. Only in one being will you find ultimate safety. Fafirru, not min something, because it's min everything, but to what? Fafirru ila Allah Azza wa Jal. Flee for your life. Flee as if your life depended on it, because it does depend on it. Because if you don't turn to Allah, if you don't have a ta'alluq with Allah, if you don't abandon everything that is distracting you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you shall be destroyed. So the only way to be saved, flee for your lives, your qalb, your heart, your soul. Flee towards Allah, with Allah, by Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. And this is what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, la malja'a wa la manja min There is no luju. Luju, where do you turn to for comfort? Najat is where your safety is. There is no place of comfort. There is no protection. There is no safety from you against you. La malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk. This is what fafirru ila Allah means. So bottom line, the Quran was revealed over 23 years. Can you imagine a person interjecting these verbs with such precision? This is humanly impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using these verbs so that when you're reading the Quran, subconsciously your iman is being affected without even you, min haythu la yashur, without even knowing how. When you read about the dunya, plain, simple, imshu, intashiru, is'au, very same. So not is'au, but siru. When you read about the akhirah, all of a sudden, when you're about coming to the masjid, when you're about Jannah, sari'u, istabiqu, firru, automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about a level of passion and zeal. And from this we also learn, for the dunya, go ahead, do what you need to do. But for the akhirah, be eager to do what you're doing. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us in this night.
إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.